This is program number LW2036. Well, I've got a good one for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. William McKinley was president of the United States back at the turn of the century. And the one thing that stands out in McKinley's life was his concern for his wife. His concern for his ailing wife was, in fact, the talk of the town. Ida, you see, was a semi-invalid subject to headaches and epileptic seizures. And her dependence on the major, as she called her husband, was heavy. She covered the walls of her house with pictures of him because she said, "He's a dear, good man, and I love him." McKinley, for his part, always kept her in mind. When he was governor of Ohio, he always had breakfast with her each morning. Then he walked across the street to the state capitol, and before entering the building, he stopped, turned, and waved to her. And promptly at 3 every afternoon, he stopped whatever he was doing, opened the window in his office, waved a white handkerchief, and waited for her to wave back. When he became president of the United States, he abandoned the rule that the president escort the wife of the Secretary of State to the dinner table and insisted instead that he escort Ida. If perchance Ida had an epileptic seizure at one of these dinners or at a reception, McKinley would continue the conversation as if nothing had happened. William Howard Taft, chatting with the McKinleys at dinner one day, asked the president for a pencil so he could make a note, you know, of what they were talking about. As McKinley reached into his pocket for the pencil, a peculiar hissing sound, that's the way they described it, came from Mrs. McKinley. She was going into one of her seizures. McKinley quickly picked up a napkin, dropped it over her face, handed the pencil to Taft, and continued talking. When Mrs. McKinley recovered a few moments later, she resumed her part in the conversation where she had left off. McKinley was known as a kind and gentle man, a kind and gentle president, and it's no wonder people had affection for him. And that's why what I'm about to tell you was so surprising. On September 5, 1901, McKinley attended the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. George Cortelyou, one of the Secret Service men, thought McKinley was needlessly exposing himself to possible danger, and he wanted to cancel the reception. "Why should I?" asked McKinley. "No one would wish to hurt me." Cortelyou then argued that since McKinley could only greet a few people in the 10 minutes allotted for the reception, others might be offended at not getting to shake hands. "Well," said McKinley, "they'll know I tried, anyhow." Cortelyou sighed, added another man to the Secret Service staff, and hoped for the best. The following afternoon, McKinley began using his famous handshake on a long line of people in the Temple of Music at the exposition. Before he had greeted many of them, an anarchist named Leon Schulgost approached the president with a revolver concealed in a handkerchief, and he fired 2 shots at him. Horrified, people nearby grabbed the assassin, knocked him to the floor, and pinned him underneath them. McKinley slumped into a chair, looked up at the scuffle, and then cried, "Don't let them hurt him." Now, I don't know about you, but that sort of staggers me. I remember a man hanging on a cross one day, crying out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Don't you? Anyway, McKinley, gasping for air, remembering his precious Ida, cried, "My wife, be careful, Cortelyou, how you tell her." "Oh," he said, "be careful." While being carried to a little hospital nearby, McKinley, thinking of his assassin, said, "It must have been some poor, misguided fellow." A few days later, when it was clear that the end was near, McKinley repeated some lines from his favorite hymn, "Nearer, My God, to Thee." Then he embraced his wife, his precious Ida, who exclaimed to him, "I want to go too, I want to go too." And it was then that McKinley said, "We are all going." He murmured softly, "We are all going." And those were his last words. You know, caring sensitivity always leaves its mark upon history, upon the minds of people passing through. And that's why, frankly, Jesus Christ is so loved. Today, go out of your way to care, to be sensitive, for your caring sensitivity could change someone's life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.